recording. Okay, so we're on Daf Kuf Nun Gimel today. I'll begin on the top line on Kuf Nun Gimel Mud Aleph, 153a, the top line. Everybody got it? Yosef, all I see is the tip of your scalp. If I could see your face, it would be nicer if it's possible. Okay, so the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda b'Rei Rav Shmuel Bar Shilat b'Shmei D'Rav. So Rav Yehuda, who's the son of Rav Shmuel Bar Shilat, says the name of Rav. May Espedo Shalom Nikar in Ben Olam Abahu in love. From a person's hesped, you can determine whether a person's ben olam haba. It's not so much the hesped, it's the reaction of the people to the hesped. And Rashi brings down on the top line, Shim kasher haya hakol bochen lav, morim zemod, musaprim shivcho. If he's an adam kasher, people cry for him, and they all start talking about what a wonderful person he was. That's a siman that the person is ben olam haba. So the Gemara says, the fourth line, Ini, is this true? Va'amrali Rav, Rav Shmuel Bar Shilat, but Rav said to Rav Shmuel Bar Shilat. Now, in other words, the Baal Memro was the son of Rav Shmuel Bar Shilat. Rav said to his father, Achim Be'espeda, Dahatam Ke'imna, I want you to give like a good eulogy for me. In other words, like Biznach HaHanshet Svansigur, when I pass away, I want you to give a stirring, moving eulogy for me, because I'll be there in spirit. I'll be standing there. I'll be there in spirit. So the way the Gemara takes it, it's a question, because, in other words, we're assuming he wants him to give a moving eulogy so people will be, moved by it. But the way the Gemara took it is like the people's reaction to a plain hesped. Like, you don't have to do like the super hesped. It's like the people, if they have the reaction, that's it. Otherwise, they don't have the reaction. So why is Rav telling him to give such a moving, a moving eulogy? So he says, lo kash, it's no contradiction. Hada mechamu lei va'achim, hada mechamu lei v'lo'achim. It says, in other words, it's the difference between when you give a moving eulogy and the people then react to the moving eulogy. In other words, like, if you give a moving eulogy and people react to it, that's a siman you're ben olam haba. If you give a moving eulogy but the people don't react, that's not the siman. That's what he's saying. Now, there's a couple of pshatim here. He quotes here in the Art Scroll that some want to say that when Rav said, what was his line? He said, he says, Achim, on the fifth line, Achim Bespeda, Dahatam Ke'imna, I want you to give a moving eulogy because I'll be standing there. So they quote here, this is from the Eitz Yosef, that it means differently. In other words, I give them the moving eulogy. I hope that they follow my teachings, because like my standing depends on their actions. In other words, when I'm no longer alive, so like the zchuyot I'll get are from people following what I've taught. So if you give a moving eulogy and the people follow that, then hatam ka'imna, like I'll be standing on that. That's what I'll be relying on. That's one pshat. Then he quotes another pshat. He says the shalah says that he was saying don't over exaggerate. In other words, just call it like it is. The hatam ka'imna. In other words, just the way I am. That's what I want you to give the eulogy. All right. Everybody good?
I have a comment.
Yeah.
This is a very current way of thinking, very progressive. People are arranging for the hespedim now like crazy, with all kinds of arrangements. Well, and this is interesting that he thought ahead like this.
Well, a lot of people, that I don't think has changed over the years. All right, let's see.
Well, I missed a question here. What was the question? I got the back and forth, but I missed the question.
Okay.
I made a comment.
No. I don't think he meant your question, Ruth. He meant the question of the Gemara, right? You meant the question.
Yes, correct.
Okay. So the Gemara said that that from the hesped of a person, it's nikar whether he's ben olam haba or not.
And from the reaction of the people,
right? And yet, then we see that Rav wants, he tells somebody to give like a stirring hesped. So the way the Gemara takes it is like, you don't have to give a stirring hesped. If the people have a reaction, like it was even if I give a plain hesped, the people have a reaction, that means I'm ben olam haba. If they don't, I'm not ben olam haba. Well, why is Rav saying, give this whole like shtickle thing, this whole stirring hesped? So then the Gemara says, no, it means that if he gives a stirring hesped and then the people react, then he's ben olam haba. You give the stirring hesped, they don't react, and then he's not. Then it's not. That's the way I take it. All right. Let's see further in the Gemara. Now, Amrli Abaye the Rabba. Everybody mute themselves, okay? Ruth, I need you to mute yourself, okay? So Amrli Abaye the Rabba. Kion Mar Desanulei Kulu Pumpetitoi Man Achim Espeda. He says, Rabbi says to Rabba. Rabba was his uncle and also his Rebbe. He says, like you, all the Pumbedians hate you. In other words, Rava, you know, presided in Pumbedita. The people didn't like him because he rebuked them, you know, and you know, like the Gemara says, and the article mentions this as well, that Abayi once said, like, you know, Tzurbin Rabbanan Demarachman Lein B'nei Mata, if you have a Talmud Chacham that the people like, Lav Mishum Demalu Tvei, doesn't mean the simple pshat that they're so good that the Talmud Chacham is so wonderful, El Adil Mochuk Lehu B'milei Deshmaya, he doesn't give them rebuke. So Rabba gave a lot of rebuke to the people in Pumbedita, and Rashi brings down that the people in Pumbedita were like deceiving, conning, you know, people so they would get rebuked. So he says, who would be appropriate to give the hesped for you? So he says, Amale, Mistaya Adva Rabba Bar Rav Chanan. He said, you and Rabba Bar Chanan would be good candidates. All right. Baimine Rab Lazar Mirav, Ezu Ben Olam Abba. He says, who's Ben Olam Abba? Amale. So he quotes a pasuk, Boaz Necha Tishmana, the Barme Acharecha Lemur, Zer Zerach Lechubo, Kitaminu Vachitasmilu. In other words, the pasuk is talking about a person is dead, but he's dead, but he's hearing what people are saying. So if you, when you're dead, hear people saying, like, follow his path, it's a good path to follow, that's a siman that you're a ben olam haba. That's what the Gemara is saying. All right? Then he says, Reb Chanina Amar, Kol Shadat should be Rabotav, no Chaymenu. Everybody that his Rebbeim are happy with him. In other words, you know, if your Rebbeim are happy with the derech that you did, then that's the siman that you're ben olam haba. You know, a lot of times people have rebbeim and then they go off and do their own thing. So, but if you keep the masorah and you follow what your rebbeim have, that's a good sign. Okay, now the Gemara goes back. If you remember, we had discussed these psukim from Kohelet, and the Gemara for the last couple of days, we're going back more psukim from Kohelet. It's always in Kohelet Yud Beit. So last parak in Kohelet, so the Gemara had a lot of drashas that it related to people who were like old and dying. He says that the way the Gemara, the Sofdim, the eulogizers, will go around in the Shuk, will go around the marketplace. So the way the Gemara takes it, they're going around the marketplace to gather material for their hesped. That you should do actions that people will mention it. In other words, you should, during your life, you should do such actions that people will mention lefnei mitatcha. Mitatcha is your beer, B-I-E-R. He says, B'nei Yehuda Amri, Asei Dvarim Lachar Mitatcha. You should do actions that were behind your mita, and it was behind the coffin. Below Pligi, there's no machloka between the two, Markiatri and Markiatri. In other words, the minag in one place was to give the hesped before the mita, the other minag was to give it after the mita. But in other words, the thing is, In other words, you're writing your hesped in this life, said enough to say. But that's, I think Rav Lerner said that to me once, something like that. But in other words, that's the idea. All right.
What did Rav Lerner say?
I think in this life, you're like writing your own hesped. You know what I mean? Like, or if he didn't say it, but it's clearly from the Gemara, it has like that. Okay. So the Gemara says, Tanan. All right, Tanana Tam, I don't remember if he said it, but that's clearly what the Gemara is saying. Okay, so Tanana Tam, Reb Lezer Omer, Shuv Yom Echad Lefnei Mitatcha. So we learn in the Mishnah over there, this is Mishnah Pirkei Avot, you should person do tshuva one day before he dies. So the Gemara says, Shalut Tomi David Reb Lezer, Uchi Adam Yudei Ezu Yom Yamut. Does a person know what day he's going to die, that he's going to do? So, like, a person knows he's going to die on Thursday, he does tshuva Wednesday. But does anybody know the day he's going to die? So he says, Amar lahen, v'choshken yishuv hayom, shem yimut l'machar, nimsa koyimah v'tshuva. In other words, each day you should treat it like this is your last day, and you're doing tshuva every day, and then you're in good shape. He says, v'av shlomo amar b'chachmato, Shlomo Melech said b'chachmato, with his wisdom. Again, this is a pasuk in Kohelet. He says, that at all times your garments should be white, that oil on your head should not be like lacking, but focusing on means you should always be in, you know, keep everything on the up and up. In other words, at all times, in other words, like your account should be cleared out. You have a clean slate. That's what it's saying. I remember one of my Rebbeim, Rav Aaron Sternberg, Zichron Levracha, he mentioned that pasuk so many years ago. I was in Yeshiva Katana. All right. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Mashal Melech Shezimein et Abadav Lesuda, Lo Kabbalah Hem Zman. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai has a mashal, like a parable, to compare the two types of people. One person, like, they're doing everything on the up and up, and the other people are not caring. So it's like a king who invited his servants to a banquet. Lo Kabbalah Hem Zman, he didn't give them a specific time when to show up. The wise ones among them adorned themselves, and they sat by the entranceway to the palace. Amru, in other words, they said, in the king's house, they're not lacking for anything. So they have lots of provisions there. So at any moment, he can open the door and will invite us all in. So we want to be here ready to go. He says, Tipshin Shebehen, Halchulam Lachtan. The foolish people, they went to, like, you know, we don't know, we're doing our own work. He says, Amru klum yeshuda below Torah. He says, you know, like, this meal's not happening for a while. You know, you're going to have to work up a storm to prepare the banquet. He says, Bifitom bikesha melech et avadav. So then abruptly, you know, the king and ushered all the servants in. Pichin shebehen nechta sulafanav shein mekushatin. So the wise ones came in and they were adorned properly and they looked menschlich. The foolish people came in, they were all for schmutz because they went to work and with the dirty the clothes and everything. So the king was happy to greet the pichim, the wise people. He says, V'ka'as l'kra tipshim, he was angry with the tipshim. He says, Amar lalo shekishru atzmam l'suda yeshuv yoklu v'yishtu. Those that are prepared for the suuda should sit and eat and drink. In other words, in the mashal, these are the people who prepared themselves for, like, you know, ha'kein atzmacha b'prozor, they should take kines l'traklin. In other words, prepare yourself in the corridor so you enter the banquet hall. So they prepared themselves properly, and now they're enjoying the fruits of their labors. Halalu shalo kishtu atzman l'su'uda. The other ones, they said, we got lots of time, the king's not ready yet, this, the other, we're doing our own thing. So he says, yamdu v'yiru, they should stand and just look at the other people who are enjoying themselves. So then the Gemara says, chatanosha remeir mishu remeir amar, the son-in-law remeir says, the neighbor remeir, afhein v'yirin kimishamshin. He says, in that mashal, the way you have it, people who are tipshim are just standing when the other people are eating. They look like they're the servants, but they're part of the banquet. In other words, they're like the waiters or something like that. They're standing around the other people are eating. Ella, elu elu yoshvin. Rather, the mashal is that both of them are seated at the table. Halalu oklin v'halalu raven. These, the people who are pichim, they're eating the suda, and the other people are starving. Halalu shotin v'halalu tzmeim. The pichim are drinking, and the other people are dying of thirst. Shenemar komar Hashem inei abadai yochelu. He says, this pasuk in Yeshayah, my servants will eat, but attempt to rabba, but you'll starve. Inei abadai yishtu, my servants will drink, but attempt to smell, you'll, you know, be thirsting. Inei abadai yaronu mitov lev, my servants will sing out of goodness of the heart, but attempt to tzaku mikeiv lev, you'll cry out from a pained heart. So that's the mashal for people who, you know, prepared for the next world, not prepared for the next world. Okay, davar acher b'chol ayu b'gadech levanim, or as a different shot, what does it mean b'chol ayu b'gadech levanim? At all times, your garments should be white. Elu tzitzit, that refers to tzitzis. So tzitzis are white, the white threads. Now, there's another shot that they quoted in the Ar Scroll, I think from the Sfas Emes. If you look in Kohelet, there are 28 times it says l'chol eidu zman. You know that there's a famous psukim, I think it's in the second parak. You know, eight latad, eight this, eight that, eight that. So there are 28 eights. So he says, "Bechol eight, you begadech levanim." That the number of eights is like begadech levanim, like the number of white threads that tzitzis. He figures seven, each corner, seven white threads, one blue thread. That's the way he's figuring. So Machloka Rishonim, whether you have one blue or two blue threads. So he's saying he assumes one blue thread. So seven white. So seven times four is 28. So he's saying, "Davar cher b'chol eid you begadech levanim elu tzitzis." That b'chol eid, the number of b'chol eights, I guess it's like a shtickle Torah. In other words, like the number of b'chol eights in Kohelet is the number of white threads you have in tzitzis. All right, and he says, "V'shemen al roshcha yasar," that oil on your head should not be lacking elu tfilin. It's a reference to tfilin because it says, "Tov shave mishemen tov." A good name is better than precious oil. And here it's saying that the oil, like in by the tefillin, it says Ru kolami haaretz ki shem Hashem nikra lecha. Everybody will see that the name of God is called upon you. So in the pasuk it says v'shem en aroshcha yachsar, like oil should not be lacking on your head. It's like connection to shame, like shame tov, and tefillin is shem Hashem nikra lecha. That's the best I have with that. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts on anything I said so far? Everybody okay? Looking very serious tonight, Yosef. Looking very serious. Okay, what's up? Malka, what do you got for me?
I'm good.
Okay. Malka, you okay? Malka, you all right? All right. I guess Malka's on the move tonight, but I don't know where, but she's a woman on the move. Okay, let's take a look. Okay, so Hadron Lach Shoel. So Yeshkoh to all of you. You've completed the 23rd Perek of Shabbos, and there are only 24 Prakim in Shabbos, which means we're up to the 20th. Nice to see you, Malka. Up to the 24th Perek. So this is the last Perek. Mishehechshich baderech notin kisel nachri. Person's traveling. It's like everyone's nightmare. You get stuck on the road, and Shabbos is coming, whether you're ready or not. So the Gemara says if it's like darkening and he's on the derech, he should take his wallet, his purse, and give it to a non-Jew. And then we'll discuss this. In other words, the non-Jew is going to carry the wallet. Now, normally, Amir al-Akam is prohibited, but we'll see what the Gemara will explain about that. He says, "Vim eini monachri maniach al ha-chamor." If there's no goy to give it to him, he can leave the money on the donkey. The Gemara assumes he's traveling with a donkey. That's also not so pashut because there's a law in the Torah of Mechamer. Mechamer is when I lead the donkey, it's carrying things. That's a Torah prohibition. The Gemara will discuss what the situation is here. Hiyila chatzer chitzona, once he gets to the outer chatzer, it means like where there's a safe place and he could stop. No tela kelim on italim b'shabbat. He could like take the kelim that could be moved on Shabbos. And the ones that can't be carried, he lets them loose and they drop down. It sounds like there's like an Erev in the city. Kents is the city, there's an Erev. So things he could take, he'll take. The other things he's got to just leave there. All right? All right. So the Gemara says, "My Tama Shavu the Rabban on the Meitav Kisei Lenachri." Why is it that the Chachamim permitted one to give the wallet to the Goy? Again, giving the wallet to the Goy is asking the Goy to carry the wallet. And I'm not allowed to ask a goy to do things that I'm not allowed to do. So yet here we are asking the goy to do things. So kimul rabbanan dena dam mamin atzmo lamamono. The chachamim took it as a given. A person is not going to be restrained from, you know, taking care of his money. In other words, how does he translate the words? He says, one second. He says, yeah, a person cannot restrain himself from saving his property. In other words, like my money, I'm like focused on my money. He says, if I don't give him an avenue, in other words, he's stuck. It's late Friday afternoon. Let's say he's got a wallet. He's got $500 in the wallet. If I don't let him have an option to do something, he says, the person you will come to carry dollar amos or shus rabim. I want my money. You know, this is my money I work for. People get like, you know, very focused on the money. So Amira la'akum is a din derabanan. So the chachamim carved out an exception to Amira la'akum in this situation because they felt that if we don't carve out the exception, he'll do worse. In other words, the chachamim are creating all these dinim to increase to Shabbos observance. Here it would come out the opposite. So we don't want to do it that way. Amar Rava, Dafka Kiso, Bamatsilo. Rava says it's only for his wallet, not his Metzia. If he finds something, so then he doesn't have the heter to give it to the Goy. So the Gemara says, Pshita Kiso Tanan. It's obvious because it's a Mishnah that just said Kiso. So he says, Mavadatema, hua din afila Metzia. I would have thought that the same thing is true by a Metzia. Bahai de Katani Kiso, orcha de Milta Katani. And that the fact that he says Kiso is just a typical situation, but even a Metzia would also be good. Kamash Malan. Now, the difference between Kiso and Metzia is Kiso represents money I work for. I schwitz for that money. I'm attached to that money. Metzia is just like, oh, came into my lap. I don't feel so attached to something which is a Metzia. Now, the Gemara says, Velo Amran, Elo Atiliyada. The Gemara says, when we said about the Metzia, it's only of the Metzia. He never took physical control of the Metzia. So the way I take it, he sees it on the ground or something like that, is within his Dalet Amot. But once he takes physical possession of it, he says, Velo Atiliyada, Kikise Dami. Then it's the same din as his wallet. That's his money. And in Akinami, he feels attached to that as well. Ikita Amri, others say, by Rava, Metzia Haba Aliado Mahu. Others say that Rava was Masupak about this. If a person picks up a Metzia, does that have the same din as a kiss or not in terms of giving it to a goy? Came into Ataliade Kikise Dami. Do I say that once it's in his possession, so it's like his money, so it's no different than that? And Mimela, just like for the money, he'll come to carry it, he'll come to carry the Metzia, and they carved out the same exception. Odilma came to Tarakba, love Kikise Dami. Or perhaps we'll say he didn't do any tirka with it. He didn't do, like, you know, exert himself, toil with it. So it's not the same. Teku. The Gemara leaves it as a teku. Okay. Who's got questions, comments to us on anything we did so far?
I got a question.
What's up?
When did he find his wallet?
No. In other words, the wallet he's had all along.
This money. When did he find this money? Let's see.
So he may have found it. Maybe not necessarily money. It could be whatever the object is.
Whatever it is.
Whatever
it
is.
If he found it before Shabbat, then he picked it up already. Then it's his. Well, if he found it on Shabbat, then he can't pick it up anyway.
Yeah, so with the Gemara is telling about a case there, he didn't pick it up. In other words, he sees the Metziah.
On Friday.
Let's say on Friday, right before Shabbos. And then he wants, and so the Gemara is saying that he can't ask the goy to go take the Metziah, because we're not afraid that he'll be Mechal Shabbos for it. But then some want to say that if he took possession, physical possession of it, so then it's the same as his money. That's what I'm saying.
If I see a wallet on the floor right before Shabbat, I can't tell a goy, it's not Shabbat yet, pick this up for me and bring it to my house? That's a problem?
It is a problem. You're asking the goy to do malacha for you on Shabbos.
Even though I asked them before.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if it's before. Remember, we would see when we were locked. Okay, Aaron Moshe, nice to have you, Aaron Moshe. And Sal, it's nice to have you as well, Shlomo Yisrael. Malcolm, whenever you stop moving and can say hello, it'll be good. Okay, now, let's take a look. I can't hear a word you're saying, Malcolm, though. I see you're unmuted. All right, let's see further in the Gemara. We're in Kufnin Gimel Med Aleph. We're five lines from the bottom. Everybody with me? Okay, Sal, you got the place, Sal? All right. He looks like he's in Vacation Village. All right. Welcome to Vacation Village, Sal. All right. Now, all right. So we're five lines from the bottom on Kufno and Gimel, 153a, five lines from the bottom. Eini Monachri, if there's no goy with him, then we said that he'll put it on the Chamor. So he says, Tamad Eini Monachri, Ayeshi Monachri, Lenachri Yaivle. So it sounds like, so I have a choice, giving it to a goy, which has problems, because Amir La'akum, we said Chazal carved out an exception. And then putting on the donkey, which we'll see also has problems. He says, my timer. So why is it that the Tana prefers, apparently, the best path is to ask the goy, not to put it on the chamor? Why is it best to ask the goy, not to put it on the chamor? Chamor tamasuva shvitzto, nachriya tamasuva shvitzto. It means on a Torah level, there's no... You're not commanded that the goy should not do malacha. There's only a mirul akum, which is a din derabanan. But with the chamor, there's a Torah prohibition against having your chamor do malacha for you on Shabbos. So as between those two possibilities, we prefer to go to the goy route, where at worst, it's a din derabanan. And then they said the Chazal are carving out an exception to it. But and we'll see with the chamor also, there's a way to get out with the chamor. But we'd rather be involved with a derabanan than a deraisa. So now the Gemara says, Chamur b'cheres shotu v'katan. Let's say I have four people or animals that I could, you know, put it on. I don't have a goy there, but I have a chamur. I have a cheres, which is a deaf mute. I have a shota, an insane person, and I have a katan. So I can give any one of those four the kiss, the wallet. So which one should I choose? So a chamur manachle. He says, lo yoyivle. So as between those, go with the chamor, not the chereshot to v'katan. He says, my tama, hani adam, hai lav adam. In other words, they're all people, so they're not mitzuvah. In other words, the Gemara takes it that a chereshot to v'katan are la b'nei deya, and they're not mitzuvah on a deraisa level on Shabbos. That's what the Gemara takes it. But there's still Adam, and Rashi says on the bottom line, so I could easily confuse them with other people. So it's better to go animal than to human. In other words, like I'm giving it to an adult, you know, and next time around I give it to an adult who is chayav mitzvot. So better animal. Now three lines to the bottom. Cheresh v'shota, let's say my only choice is between a cheresh, the deaf mute, and the shota, the insane person, the shota. Better to give it to the shota. The cheresh has got some das. The shota is total zero. That's the way you better give it to the total zero. Shotev katan l'shotev. Similarly, shotev katan, katan also has some das, but the shotev is a zero. So it's better to give it to the zero person than the one who has some das with it. Also, the katan will eventually develop into an adult. And the way I would learn, he's like, he's being inculcated in a certain conduct on Shabbos. Okay, ibailahu cheresh v'katan mai. Now, let's say my choice is between a cheresh and a katan. Cheresh and a katan, again, the shota is the one with no das. The cheresh and the katan both have some das. So I have a choice between giving the wallet to a cheresh or giving it to a katan. There's no goy around, there's no chamo around. All my choices are cheresh and katan. Which one do I give it to? So alibi the Reb Lezer lo tibailach. So the Gemara says, according to the Tana Reb Lezer, you have no question. According to the Tana Reb Lezer, it's going to be clear that I should give it to the katan. And the Gemara is going to explain. The Tani, we learn in the Braisa, Reb Yitzchak Omer Mishum Reb Lezer. Reb Yitzchak says the name of Reb Lezer, and he's Reb Lezer we're looking for. Chumad Cheresh, turn page. Lo teisei lechulim neshu safek. Now, let's say a Cheresh is mafrish truma. A Cheresh is mafrish truma. So I don't know whether that's a proper designation or not, because I don't know what his das is. He's got some das, but not total das. So the opinion of Reb Lezer, or Reb Yitzchak, the name of Reb Lezer, is that truma cannot go to chulin because it might be truma. On the other hand, it can't be eaten even by a kohen because it might not be a proper designation, in which case everything is still tevel. But it's a safek. So as between those two, so cheresh, I definitely don't want to give the kiss to the cheresh, because then it's like sort of like getting close to, possible chilul Shabbos. I'd rather give it to a katan who's got no das. That everybody agrees the katan, if he designates truma, is not a designation of truma. So according to Tana Reb Lezer, definitely give it to the katan. Don't give it to the cheresh. He says, the cheresh is a safek. He says, kiti bayla chalibid rabbanan. But you'll be mesubak within the shita of the chachamim. The chachamim hold the cheresh is also zero vis-a-vis truma. Did not, because we learn the Mishnah Masechet Trumot, chamisha lo yitromu v'im tarmuin trumata truma. Five people should not take truma, and if they do take truma, it's a nullity. He says, Eluhein, cheresh shota v'katan. The cheresh, the shota v'katan, zero, zero, zero. They're all zero. He says, v'atore mesheno shalo. If I go to Yosef's farm and I take truma from Yosef's crops without his permission, that's also zero. It's not my, I don't wish just to take truma from his property. He says, V'nachri shetaram et shel Yisrael afilu brushuto ain trumato truma. A goy who takes truma, even if he has the rishus, the permission of the owner, is the designation of a goy is not considered truma. And again, shlichus we learn from gamatem, the rabot shluchachem, which is by truma. Kain terim gamatem, but it has to be like you, just like you're a ben brit, the goy, the shlich also has to be a ben brit. So now, within that shita, so now we have the question between a katan and a cheresh. I want to give my wallet to somebody. So now I'm a supak. So my, the cheresh yoyiv le, the katan ati lechaldad, should I give it to the cheresh? Because the katan will eventually develop into bar das. He's like closer to like the regular person, so I give it to the cheresh. Odilma le katan yoyiv le, the cheresh ati lechlupe begadol pikeach. Or maybe I give it to the katan because the cheresh, he looks like a regular adult. He's a deaf mute, but we take it that he's not of his full faculties, so I might come eventually to confuse him with somebody else, a bar das, so I'm better off with the katan. So the Gemara says, Ikidamri l'cheresh yoyiv lei, Ikidamri l'katan yoyiv lei. So some say some way, some say the other way. So again, so according to the Tana Reb Lezer, so definitely give it to the katan. According to the Chachamim, it's not so pashut, and it's not clear whether you give it to the cheresh or you give it to the katan. Okay, any questions, comments to us, anything we did so far? Everybody good? All right, let's keep moving. All right, we're on the 10th line on Kufnum Gimel Beis. Okay.
Can the Chevish ever get better? Does he become healed? He never becomes, he stays like that forever.
Well, it's interesting. Remember there's a Gemara in the beginning of Sanhedrin, and it says that these two Chershim, and they, Cheresh is a deaf mute. Yeah, a deaf mute. So I don't know about the deaf mute, but the Gemara has about these two people who they couldn't speak, but they could hear, and they went to Rebbe's shir for 10 years, and then eventually they got the ability to speak, and it came out that they knew everything that I had discussed. But I don't know about the Cheresh, getting better. I don't know. All right, let's see. All right, let's take a look. Now,
Because if we say they get better, then one of these arguments is thrown out.
Yeah, so the Gemara takes that a cheresh is not of his full faculties, and it's because he's a deaf mute, that he's like not with his, like, you know, that doesn't have like full mental capacity. That's the way the Gemara takes it. All right, let's see further in the Gemara. So now I got my back against the wall. I'm traveling. I have my wallet. There's no goy with me. There's no chamor with me. There's no cheirishot v'katan with me. Moi. So what am I supposed to do at that point in time? So now, again, I got my wallet with $1,000 in the wallet, and now Shabbos is coming in 10 minutes. What am I supposed to do? So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Oda Cheret Haita, V'lo Ratzuch Chachamim L'galotah. Rabbi Yitzchak said there was another Eitzah, but the Chachamim did not want to publicize it. So the Gemara says, he says, my Oda Cheret Haita, what's the other Eitzah? Molicho Pacho Pacho Mi'arba Amot, that he'll walk repeatedly less than Dalet Amot. In other words, he'll walk 2 Amot, stop, walk 2 Amot, stop, walk 2 Amot, stop. So he's violating, if it's a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, he's violating Shabbos on a Derabbanan level, but that would be the Eitzah how to do it. That would be the Eitzah how to do it. So he says, Amai L'Ratzu Chachamim L'Galotah. Why didn't the Chachamim want to reveal that? So the Gemara says, Mishum Kvod Elokim Haster. Sometimes the Kvod of God is to hide up things. We're afraid it's going to lead to Chil Shabbos. Kvod Elokim Haster Dabar. Kvod Malachim Chakor Dabar. The Kvod for kings is to investigate sometimes. When somebody is done wrong, you have to keep investigating. B'hachamai Kvod Elokim Ika. So what's the Kvod Elokim not to publicize it? Dilma Atila Tuyar Ba'amot Rishit Arabim. We're afraid that it'll come to carry Dalet Amot Rishit Arabim. All right, just one second. Right. So it means like this. So normally it's prohibited on a Derabbanan level to walk 2 Amot, but the Chachamim were makil in the situation with the wallet. They gave him the kula to do it that way. Okay, that's the way it's coming out with this. Now, Tanya, we learned the Braisa. Reb Lezer Omer, Bobayom Gadshusa, Reb Yushu Omer, Bobayom Machakusa. So if you remember earlier in the Gemara, we had around Daf Yudalid, remember there were 18 Gzeirot that they voted on. Remember when, I think, Beit Shammai was Ruban Beit Hillel in the Aliyah of Hananiah ben Chizkiah ben Gurion. Remember? In the first parak in Shabbos, we said they took a vote, and I think there were more Talmidei, more Beit Shammai than Beit Hillel, and they made 18 Gzeirot that day. And one of the Gzeirot was this, that if a person is stuck with traveling, or Takanot, if a person was stuck with traveling with the wallet, he should give it to the goy. He should give it to the goy. So the Gemara says, Tani Reb Lezer Omer Bo Bayom Gad Shusa. On that day means they made a saw with a heap. In other words, if I have a saw and then like I heap it up, so it's like over everything. Is so in other words, they made many. How does Rashi say? He says they made gezerot, 18 gezerot. So that they did many gezerot and they were good. He says, Rabbi Shua Meir, Boba Yom Machakusa. Rabbi Shua says they went overboard with the Gzeirot. Machaku means like it should be leveled off. And they did too much, and it didn't work out so well. So we'll see in a minute. So Tanya, Mashal to Reb Lezer, Lamad Davar Domeh. The Reb Lezer who said that they did good by making all this Gzeirot, Lakupa Malaya Kishun V'diluim. It's like a box that's filled with cucumbers and gourds. Adam Notin Latocha Chardal V'himach Zeket. If I add chardal, the mustard seeds, so the mustard will fill in the spaces. So it's, in other words, everybody can handle it. It's going good. It's like a bowl that's filled with honey. He says, notain l'tocha rimona ve'gozim. I add the rimonium, the pomegranates, and this nuts into it. And then the honey spills out. In other words, I have a big bowl with honey, and I stick pomegranates and nuts in it, so then the honey will get displaced and go out, meaning it's too much. So they felt that like the gzeira was too much here for a minute. All right, 1 minute. One second. Let me see. One second. Right. Yeah. Yeah, he says that maybe the traveler won't want to trust the goy with the purse, so by not allowing him to take it like in less than dalet amot, so the person would come to actually carry. That's the way Rabbi Yeshua was saying. In other words, like all these gzeirot went overboard and they didn't publicize carrying less than dalet amot. So that opinion holds that by doing that, sometimes the person doesn't feel trust. You know, I don't want to give it to a goy, and then he'll just carry it, as opposed to if they would have said you could carry less than dalet amot, would have, you know, done more. Okay, any questions, comments, or thoughts? Everybody good? All right, let's see back on the Gemara. All right, so we're around 10 lines above where it gets wide on Kuf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, okay? So the Gemara says, Amamar, Eini Monachri Manicho Lechamur. So the Mishnah said, if there's no goy to give the purse to or the wallet to, so I'll put it on my chamor, on my donkey. So he says, V'alo Mechamer, Rachman Amar Lo Tesek Kumalacha. So now there's a derisive prohibition of Mechamer. Mechamer is my donkey is loaded up, and I call the donkey to follow me. So the donkey is doing Hotzan Shabbos, and that's Mechamer. And the Torah says, don't do any malacha. You, he says, and your behema. Then you shouldn't do malacha, your behema shouldn't do malacha. So how is it the Mishnah is saying, if there's no goy, I'll put it on my donkey, but then I'm going to be violating the Torah, the Shabbos on a Torah level. So he says, Amar Rav Abba Rava, Manicho Alech Shima Halechet. He says what he'll do is he'll wait till the donkey's in motion, and he'll put the wallet on it. So... So the idea is the donkey never does an Akira. So in other words, he'll do the Akira, and then it goes on the donkey. That's the way. So the Gemara says, "V'ha'yev shard lo kaima lahashtin mayim lo til galalim v'ika Akira v'anacha." But eventually, the donkey's going to stop and then start again. So it'll be like an Akira, a Hanacha, and then an Akira. So it'll stop to, like, you know, to urinate or to defecate, and then it'll start up again. So what do you mean? So in other words, the Gemara takes it for a hotzah, as you all remember. You know, for a hotzah, you need Akira and Hanacha. So it says there won't be an Akira, won't be an Hanacha, but invariably the donkey's going to stop at some point in time. It says, Shima lechet manicha aleha, shiomedet not lohemena. In other words, he'll drop it on her when she's in motion, and then before she stops, he'll pick it off of her. That's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, Ihachia filu chavirunami. If that's the methodology with using the donkey, why do I need a donkey? Maybe I have a friend. I'll do the same thing with a friend. I'll wait till the friend is in motion, and then I'll drop it in his pocket, and then before he stops, I'll pick it up from him. So Amar Papa, Kul Shabgufo Chayev Chatat, if the malacha is something that one person would do it, Ibi Chayev Chatat. In other words, focusing on Hotza'ah, if I did all the elements here, Akira Hanacha, and then moving more than Dalet Amot, so if one individual will be Chayev Chatat, Beshogeg, Bechavero patura balasur. So then if I do it with my chaver, in essence, we're both doing the malacha. I'm doing some parts, he's doing other parts. So then that's patura balasur. It's not chayim on a Torah level, but it's prohibited on a rabbinic level. Kol shechaveru patura balasur. And then if something is prohibited rabbanan with your friend, he says, bechamoro mutar lechachila. I'm allowed to do it with my chamor, even lechachila is what the Gemara says. So I have a green light to do with the chamor. Now, one second. Yeah. So again, this is just for the stranded traveler. That's not a general rule. It means, like, for the person who's in a difficult spot because he's traveling, he has his wallet. That's another kula that the chamim opened up for him. All right. Any questions, comments, or thoughts? Anything we did so far? Everybody good? All right. So let's take a look at the further Gemara, the first wide line. So Amar Avada Barava, Haitachabu Tomunachat Loakteifau, Rats Tachta Shemagilabeto. So the Gemara has another Eitzah. Let's say I'm alone. There's nobody around with me. No Chamor, no Goy, no friend, nothing. It's just me and the desert and my wallet, and I want to get to town before Shabbos. So he says, if going into Shabbos, it's on my somewhere where I have a package on my shoulder, and it doesn't have to be the wallet. It's my chavila. So rats tachta on shemegila beito. I should start running till I get to my house. In other words, I should keep moving and not stopping. In other words, if I'm going to be in motion before Shabbos begins, I'm going to be doing like the marathon. I'm going to be running, let's say, 3 miles. I'm going to keep running. I won't stop, and then the Gemara thinks it'll work out. So dafka rats about kali kali lo, only running but walking slowly, not. My time, why can't I walk slowly? What's the reason I walk quickly, walk slowly? So the Gemara says, if I'm running, that's a heker for me. That's a sign that things are different. If I'm walking, I'll forget myself. I'll stop, I'll start, I'll keep going regularly. So the Gemara says, it's nice. But sof sof kimat levete eifshar lo kai purta v'kamal mushad rabbi mushad yachid. So the Gemara says, look, when you get to your house, which is free where you're headed, invariably you're going to stop before the front door, and then you'll be stopping. You'll make a nachal rishus rabim, then a kira and rishus rabim, and nachal rishus yachid. So if you stop before your house, you're not helping the situation anything. So the Gemara says, "Dzarik lei kla'achar yad." When he gets home, he'll take the chayfetz and throw it kla'achar yad into the house. That's the way the Gemara figures it. You know, that's the idea. All right, the basic idea. You know, we've had this before. You know, like in words, when a person you're in a situation where you know you found yourself with a chefza. So one way to handle it would be to do less than Dalet Amot, but that if it's Rishus Rabim Doraisa, you'd still be violating things on a Drabanan level. But I think if it's a Carmelite, I don't think you would be. In other words, less than Dalet Amot. But the other way we mentioned is to keep in motion. In other words, keep moving. In other words, let's say I leave the shul, and now I see there's something in my pocket. So I should keep moving, not stop. Keep moving. And then when I get home, I'm in the Rishus Yachid. So I just took from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Yachid. That's the best way to do it. Even though from one Rishus Yachid to Rishus Yachid isn't allowed, you know, l'chadchila, but that's the best way to limit, you know, the malachot on Shabbos. All right, let's take a look. Any questions, comments, or thoughts? Everybody good? All right, let's go in for the kill.
As of now, there's no air of the Shabbos, so this could apply this week.
Yeah, well, what applies is that you shouldn't carry, but if you forget, then these eitzes will help you, hopefully. But I'm still hopeful that they'll get the Eruv up before Shabbos. If there's no Eruv, then we got problems just with Mass and Sidurim and Chumashim and lots of other things. In Vacation Village, they don't have these problems, Sal, right? I can't hear you. Sal, you're muted. All right, when you figure out how
They have these problems here too.
Oh, yeah.
We have an Erev.
Yeah, Erev is up. Okay. So you're both up.
And we have electricity.
So Aaron Moshe, you're in Vacation Village also, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, let me just finish up the Gemara and then I'll talk.
Me and Sal are both going to be running the 3 miles.
All right. Now let's take a look. All right, we're on the fifth line. Amarami Bar Chama, the fifth wide line, that is. Amarami Bar Chama, Mechamar Kar Behemta B'Shabbat. Now, let's say Mechamar is, my donkey is loaded up, and I call the donkey to follow me. So that's Mechamar. So he says, HaMechamar Kar Behemta B'Shabbat, B'Shogei Chayav Chatat, Meizid Chayav Skila. So Rami Bar Chama says, if I do Mechamar, I'm Chayav Skila B'Meizid, and Meshogei Korban Chatat. So my animal is doing the malacha, but I'm calling the animal. I'm chayiv like as if I cooked on Shabbos. So my tama, we should be rabba with a hay. I'm a rabba. Damar kra lo taseh kum malacha atau behemtecha. He says you shouldn't do any malacha. You and your behema, behemto dumi didei. Behema, there's an equivalence between the behema and himself. Just like if he would do the malacha, so too, if he calls the behemah, then the behemah does the malacha, same thing. I'm a Rava, and you see why they changed the other one to Rava, because here you have Rava responding to him. I'm a Rava, state shubu b'dabar. I have two responses or two questions to that little pshetel. He says, Chara dechtiv, Torah chari lechem la'oseh b'shkagah, b'nefesh b'yad ramah. So this is talking about avodah zarah, and if you do avodah zarah b'shogeg, you're chayav korban chatat, and it says, Torah chari lechem, one Torah. Remember, we learned all the different chiyuvei korban chatat from avodah zarah. The whole Torah is compared to Avodah Zarah. Ma Avodah Zarah David Ma Sebegufa. Just like by Avodah Zarah, I'm not chayev. It says Nefesher Asher Taaseh Biyad Ramah. He does it with how does he translate Biyad Ramah? He does it with high handedly. So in other words, but it has to be a ma'aseh. I have to do an action. If I'm just thinking of Avodah Zarah, I'm not going to be chayev mita. I'm not going to be chayev a korban chatat. I have to do an action. So he says, so too, by all the other aveirot, I'm not chayav the korban chatat unless I do a maaseh. And so hachanam yav da'avid maaseh begufa. So here too, one second. Yeah. So here too with the animal, he's got to do a maaseh. So with the animal, he's just calling the animal. He's not actually doing a maaseh. So he can't be chayav skila and chayav korban chatat. Then he says, v'o tanan, in addition to which we learn in the Mishnah, ha'machal shabbat b'dvar shechayav b'nal shechitu chatat b'yal zdono skila. The Mishnah refers to a person who's machal Shabbos concerning a case where b'shogi b'chayav chatat mezi b'chayav skila, implying that there's a way to be machal Shabbos on a Torah level that does not involve that. There is a case like that. What would that be? That would be the negative commandment of Mechamer. That would be what the Mishnah is referring to. So in other words, Rav is saying, you're not chayv skila of your Mechamer. You're not chayv korban chatat of your Mechamer. One is that we learn from Avodah Zarah, it has to have a maisa, and with Mechamer, I'm just calling it, as a dibur doesn't count as a maisa. And then secondly, the Mishnah implies that there is something that I'm not chayv skila for, and nevertheless I'm chal Shabbos on a deraisa level. So the Gemara says, "Lo, techumen v'alib de Rabbi Akiva." It could be that you are chayv from a chamer, not necessarily true, but it could be, and it could be the Mishnah is alluding to techumen. According to Rabbi Akiva, there's techum deraisa, there's techum on a Torah level if you walk too far on Shabbos. He says, "V'havara alib de Rabbi Yossi," and according to Rabbi Yossi, havara might not be chayav, korban chatat or a skila, but nevertheless it is prohibited on a Torah level, right? Let's just take a look. Let me see what he has here. One second. Right. Okay. So I think that's it. Any questions?
Can you repeat this last part? Sure. Give a summary of that.
Okay. Part. Okay. So Rabba with the hay said that if a person is guilty of mechamer is I'm leading my animal. I'm calling my animal. My animal's loaded up, and I say, "Come here, animal," whatever the animal's name is. And then, so I'm violating the Torah, because the Torah says your behemoth shouldn't do malach on Shabbos. So Rabba says, if you're mechamer on Shabbos, b'mezid, you're chayav skila, b'shogi you're chayav korban chatat. Then Rava with an aleph says to Rava, I have shtei tshuva dabar. I have two responses to that. And one is that we learn from Avodah Zarah that in order to be chayav for mita or for a korban chatat, you have to have a maisa. You have to do an action. Calling is not an action, so that's a zero. And secondly, there's another Mishnah that says that what the Mishnah implied, what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says, Hamachal Shabbat, right. The Mishnah says, if a person is Mechalel Shabbos, he desecrates Shabbos with something that b'meizei to be chayv skila b'shogeg korban chatat, which implies that there's a way to be Mechalel Shabbos not that way. So what is it referring to? So the Gemara thought, it's talking about the lav of Mechamer. Then the Gemara says, no, that's not necessarily, such a conclusive proof, because that Mishnah could be alluding to either Tchumim, according to Rabbi Akiva. It could be because, in other words, if you leave your Tchum Shabbos on a Torah level, you're not Chayav Skila or Korban Chatat. Or it could be referring to Havara. According to the Tana Rabbi Yossi, Havara, remember the Gemara says, Havara, the Lav Yatzad, Chalav, the Chalak Yatzad. So according to one Manda Amar, Havara, why does the Torah say, Lo Tavar Reish B'chomo Shotechem B'yom HaShabbat? Why does the Torah single out Havara, don't do Havara on Shabbos? So one opinion holds, Lav Yatzat. Teach me the only chayav for lav, not chayav. I'm not chayav skila. I'm not chayav korban chatat for havara. So the second proof isn't so conclusive. That's what the Gemara is saying. All right. Everybody good? Otherwise, everybody good? Okay. Now, wait. Let me just stop the recording. Don't leave. All right.